Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, last track, man, mixtape. Free at last.
Turn me up.
Yeah. Everywhere I go, girls never care. Unless I'm looking where they put down their underwear. I could have been fine by now, but I blew it. I keep running laps with no legs, but I do it. This is for my haters. Bye bye, see you later. I push my hustle up, lucky me, I'm getting paper. Black car Ferrari, blue Maybach. I'm fitted in sport, I keep on my back. I'm riding on my bike, no money, jump I like.
Push it a little bit as, you know what I'm saying, the season go in. I want to give a shout-out to Brooklyn Black, Brooklyn. Shout-out to Elmira, to the Elmira girls. Shout-out to my nigga Greg. We in the building, steals and deals. What's good, Brooklyn Black?
What's poppin'? You know, real talk left me live, back in, back live and direct. Me and Paul Bach, we getting ready. A big shout-out to everyone who's on a big part of this movement. And lucky me need this ass feed for blasting my personal cell phone number on his Facebook.
No, I deleted that. That was an accident. You know what I'm saying? But that was an accident. But we back doing it. How you been, man? You wanna put the people on to what your brand real quick? Just give them a quick little update of what's been going on with pregame radio and what you bring to the table.
Well, right now tonight it's not a Brooklyn Black pregame radio that we are doing. We'll talk lucky me. But as part of the whole pregame radio thing. Pre-game radio has started to branch out and expand where Friday we premiered the Web of Steel show with Lady Steel and Spider-Man. That took off pretty well. And also tonight we have Real Talk Lucky Me blasting off Monday nights. Check it out, 8 o'clock. We may go 8 to 10, you know. I don't know, Elmira, what's good? You know, I hear y'all got country music stations and shit out there, and y'all ain't got no hip-hop. So to get some of that music, you got to tune into the Homie Lucky show. Like, you know, I'm going to be here a couple times, you know, make sure things run as smooth. But after a while, you know, I ain't going to be here. So if you want to hear it, you ask for it, and we get it done. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of Elmira, you know, Elmira girls, you know, we're going to get to a whole bunch of stuff. And also, too, what do you guys, how do you guys prepare your kids for back to school? The time is upon us, and I know the parents, the baby mamas, the baby daddies, the uncles, the grandmamas, aunties, and we're all looking forward to that. But what are you doing? You know, what are you buying your kids? How much stuff are you buying your kids? All right, we gotta get into that. Also, I got a couple of select things people who are finding crazy, unrealistic shit for these kids from back to school. But hey, they got the win. I guess they could do it, but it's still pointless. So we gotta get into that. And also, we gotta find out what's Lucky Moon's big ass fixation with the snow bunnies up in Elmira. But hit us up 347-857-4302. And while we get into that, look, while we get into some Elmira Girls track.
Oh, you want to hear with the Elmira Girls track? I just want to bring it in. To be real brief, if you're listening, the Elmira Girls track is not a diss. It's just me not understanding the thinking of the female actual female out here. The thing is this. They rather deal with drug dealers, losers, deadbeats, and domestic violence advocates or whatever. That's what they love. They love niggas that beat on them. And so when I came out here, you know what I mean? I was stood up twice. You know what I'm saying? I'm handsome. I got money, and I can dress good. And so I didn't understand it. So she chose it, you know. And so I came up with this song. Let's hit them with that, Myra Girls. Is this the remix or the regular one?
This is the remix. Also, we gotta find out what is it? Why y'all girls, you know, y'all swear y'all want the real dude, but y'all settle for the thug ass, slouch ass niggas, and all that. You know,
Myra. Yeah, Elmira, if you're listening, and like I said, you don't have to say your name. You can call private. I won't put you on blast or whatever. We'll put you on the air. We want to know what kind of men that, you know what I'm saying, why do y'all settle for the losers? Is it because y'all have low self-esteem yourselves? Or, you know, break it down, Elmira has a voice. Yo, let's go into that music, Daddy.
Let's get into it. And also, I got something new just to update you, Elmira people, and all those who like the songs that I was in. I ain't going to tell you what it is, but... keep it locked. 347-857-4302. It's Real Talk with Lucky Me, and we'll be back.
Really, Lucky? Are you for real right now? Nah, fuck that shit. I'm from Elmira, bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm back. Whoa, whoa.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Marit.
I know that you don't want love. You wanna get that pussy up.
Uh-huh.
I know these dudes out here's lame.
Yeah.
But you, girl, keep on playing games.
Uh-huh.
Elmira girl,
yo, if money's the motivation, girl, look at me cause it's hard to tell. You tell me never let you go cause you know me well. You rolling next with your life, you plan suicide. Know me and you in the world, girl, it's family guys. Drugs, beers, and shit, you want penetration. I'm thinking caps and gowns, I'm thinking education. Where's me on the line, girl, you got me waiting. I wanna fuck that pussy, girl, I'm impatient, yeah. I'm already in the mix. I'm in the back blowing live with your well with some chicks. You need a good man, but you don't want that. You got your hands in the air like Lucky. Where the money at? How you live, I don't know. You can't catch the kid like grass, room to grow. Girl, you my last bitch, but no fever though. But I think you beautiful, and I'm a gentleman. Sign you ain't used to. I shine bright like the sun, girl, where your dollars at? I got a black cherry now. Girl, you can holler back. Sucking on dick and shit, come, you swallow that. I buy a girl's flowers, never beat, but I'ma swallow that. Get your mind made, Facebook throwing shade. I thought you was my boo, yeah, I called you babe. I'm getting money, I don't want nothing. All I want is for Elmira, girl, stop fronting. One out of five got STDs. Young girls getting pregnant, nope, not by me.
By me, by me.
Yeah. Nah, they get pregnant, my big baby. Tell them Lucky.
I know that you don't want love. You wanna get that pussy up.
Yeah.
I know these dudes out here lame.
Yeah.
But you, girl, keep on playing games.
Why?
Elmira girl.
Remix.
Elmira girl.
The remix.
Elmira girl.
Cause this is the remix.
Elmira girl.
Yeah, we're back. Real Talk, Lucky Me. Shout out to all Elmira girls.
Yeah, so my girl. Now listen, I want to throw it out there that I think there's some beautiful. Like I said, I own a store, Stills and Dales, 707 Lake Street, Elmira, New York, and I see beautiful girls, and there are some beautiful girls in Elmira. But I just think they're misguided. I think they're misguided, and I don't understand their thinking sometimes. And if you're listening, you're from Elmira. I'm not a whore. I'm just single. I'm tired of being hurt by you ladies. Cause y'all be trying to take our hearts and y'all stomp it or whatever. Yo, Brooklyn Black. What is you know, I know you're your uncle. What is your people's doing to prepare, you know what I'm saying, their kids for school? School's starting in 2 weeks or something like that. What are they doing?
Well, you know what I'm saying, really started getting maybe going to bed early. So I would recommend if you got children, yeah. 13 and under, you want to start getting them in, you know, back into the motor, going to bed early, waking up early, you know, hell, get them up early and have them do chores or something, you know what I'm saying, just so they get back into this, into the group of things. So therefore, you know, first week of school, you ain't dealing with kids waking up all groggy and not moving, and then you get upset and all that good stuff. Also, too, make sure them kids did their summer homework package, because, you know, they sent them home with the kids now last year of school, and you guys got damn near 3 months to get it done, so there's no excuse. So have all that shit done. But as we keep going, let's, matter of fact, I'm going to update you guys on some new shit. Here we go. We'll be right back. It's Real Talk Lucky Me on Free Game Radio.
Easier to bear. You won't regret it, no, no. Young girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home. Happiness.
I invented swag, popping bottles, putting supermodels in the cab. Proof, I guess I got my swagger back. Truth, new watch alert, new blows, or the big face rolly, I got two of those. Arm up the window through the city, I maneuver slow. Cut back, snap back, see my track through the hole.
Damn, easy and hoes, where the hell you been? Niggas talking real reckless, fuck man. I adopted these niggas, still becoming them. Now I'm about to make them tuck their whole summer in. They say I'm crazy, but I'm about to go dumb again. They ain't see me cause I pulled up in my other bins. Last week I was in my other bins. All your diamonds up, cause we in and dead another again.
Photo shoot fresh, looking like wealth. I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murder. See me in the D450, I might surface. Political refugee asylum can be purchased. Everything's for sale. Got 5 passports, I'm never going to jail.
I made Jesus walk, I'm never going to hell. Couture level flow is never going to fail. Luxury rap, the Hermes of verses. Sophisticated ignorance, write my curses and curses. I get it custom, you a customer. You ain't custom to going through customs. You ain't been nowhere, huh? And all the ladies in the house got them showing out. I'm done, I hit you up, man, yeah. Nah.
Welcome to Havana, smoking Cubanos with Castro and Cabana. De Jamaica, Cubano, Dominicano, all the plugs that I know. Driving Benzes, with no benefits. Not bad, huh? Put some immigrants through your fences. We digging tunnels. Can't you see we getting money up under you? Can't you see the private jets flying over you? Maybach bumper stickery, what we're overdue. Jay is chilling, yay is chilling. What more can I say? We chilling them. Hold up before we end this campaign. As you can see, we done bodied the damn lanes. Lord, please let them accept the things they can't change. They paid it all of their pain, be champagne.
Yeah, we're live back. Real Talk Lucky Me. It's your boy Brooklyn Black. I'm in the building holding down with the homie. And we're talking about back to school. Now, recently, I came across a video, I don't know if you saw it yet, but that was arguing with his baby's mother because their kid now, because they see some other kid doing the school, now requires 50 pairs of shoes for back to school.
What do you mean? Break that down again?
50 kid wants 50 pairs of shoes for back to school.
Yo, I remember when I was going to school, nigga, I had one pair. Well, not when I was younger. I had one pair. That shit lasted me the whole year, nigga. Winter, summer, I mean, spring and all that. Well, yeah, summer. I did summer school. I just told on myself. But you know what I mean.
Busted. But, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, 50 pairs of shoes? Come on. Like, you know, I remember you get your fall shoes, and then wintertime you would double up because you would get boots and a new pair of sneakers. And then springtime, you get your pair of that, and those springtime sneakers are your springtime, your summer school sneakers, and all that. You know, but I guess times change luck. You know, I don't know pretty much what to say on it. But I want to give a shout out to the people who are tuning in via PC. If you scroll down to the bottom left of the page, you will see a chat room. It's on and popping. You can post your questions, your comments for Lucky Me or myself. And, you know, we'll answer them and we'll chop it up with you guys on air. So definitely hit us up. Let us know what's what. We talk about back to school. We talk about why these girls settle for these lame-ass dudes.
Yo, hold on. I just something. Being that we talking about girls, I have to get this story out here because, you know, I stay with a fresh bunny every night, and I had a new one, and we're not going to say her name. We're going to call her Tall Girl from the East Side because I moved from the South Side, and I'm on the East Side. All right, yo, Brooklyn Black, you know, we grew up together. You know how I give it up. So anyway, I bring Shorty back to the crib, you know what I'm saying, right? And it's about 12 or whatever. Now, before she called me and she knew I was closing up the shop, she knew that she wanted some penis. She knew she wanted penis, right? She knew she wanted penis. And when girls know they want penis, they're going to, you know, lotion up, do whatever they need to do. So anyway, I get to the crib. We horse playing. I clean, shower, do whatever. I do what I got to do. So it's time for the nitty-gritty. I take Shorty panties off. And, all right, females, I've been noticing a lot of females do this. They do that little strip, and it kind of leads, you know, straight to the clit. So if most niggas are in the dark, it can go right down. But Shorty had, like, the, what's that nigga from Young Money? The little short nigga, Lil Twist?
Okay.
She had the Lil Twist mohawk on the pussy.
Wait.
She had the Lil Twist, I'm dealing with a love affair. She had the Lil Twist mohawk on the pussy.
Wait, like, it was a strip, but it was a pussy strip? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, it was a pussy strip, and it was long. It wasn't like it was a cute one. It was, like, shaved, and you know how you like to see it? Yeah, it's disgusting. Nasty. You know who you are. You will never get my penis again. But anyway, yeah, she had the strip. And so in my head, I'm like, damn. I see the strip. I'm like, damn. Am I going to do just the dude thing? But I just did the dude thing, and I beat. But, yeah. So that's the fuck you of the day goes to her. Shave that pussy. And she's 28 years old. And I don't really go that high. I don't like older chicks. I usually like them from 18 to 24, 25. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. You know what I'm saying? If I'm on a good day. And so I just had to get that story out for the listeners and all that. So if you're disgusted, I'm sorry. Pepto-Bismol will help you out.
Since we're talking about these nasty, you know, this nastiness and all of that, I need to talk to my Myra. Get on the lines, or if you're listening via PC, get in the chat room. Is this the normal for Elmira girls? Like, are they gonna have nappy mohawks on their clit? You know, do they got the funky cooler bangers? Like, what's the norm out there? Because just by reading the post from the homie and all that, it don't seem like the place you
want
me to wife.
Well, like I said, I tried. When I came, like I said, at the end of the day, you know me, and you know me. You know me, you know my government, you know the real me. So at the end of the day, you know I'm an R&B-ass nigga. I like doing the, you know, walking and talking sexy and writing songs and chocolates and roses and stuff like that. But these girls are not used to that. They're not used to that. So when someone does it, they're like, oh, he's just trying to kick game. But how is it game when y'all let niggas get the pussy that ain't about Franks? Like, you know that this nigga have kids and stuff like that he don't take care of, and y'all still be fucking with the nigga. No job, no nothing, and they still fuck with the nigga. Now, everything ain't all about money. It's about compatibility, you know, attractions, and everything fall into play. But at the end of the day, if you're a grown man, and if you ain't doing that for yourself, that should tell a lot about a person. And I just feel that these women, they sell themselves short, like they say to me, but I don't. I be on my shit. And so I'm not trying to wife nothing up here anytime soon. I'm just going to continue to do what I do. But I don't know. How's it looking out there in Brooklyn? You know what I'm saying? You out there in the style. How do women, how they been acting this summer?
Well, me personally, I've been, you know, wrapped up with a whole bunch of, you know, things. Those who know me knows I'm a jack-of-all-trades, master of none. But I've been busy, and I haven't really had time to really focus on hot, but from what I've seen, yeah, there have been some people who shouldn't be coming out the crib. You know what I'm saying? Like, they coming out and they holding a whole lot of love. Now, let's not get it twisted. We do not pick on, you know, the bigger people, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Big people are beautiful. Hey, if you want to be big, knock yourself out. What?
Knock yourself out.
You guys know not everything is meant for you guys to wear. Just because it says one size fits all doesn't mean you can try to squeeze your big ass into. See, we don't get on the people for being big. You know what I'm saying? That's how God intended to be. That's what it is. More power to you. But what we do get on is your lack of common sense, people.
Preach. Preach.
And your stomach hangs over your nether regions, spandex is not for you.
Preach, brother, preach.
All right, now, if your shirt says baby on the front, on the tag, whatever, it is not for you. For instance, baby fat, no. Baby gap, hell no. All right, and also, you know, y'all bigger ladies, you know, some of y'all can do the heel thing if y'all choose to, more power to you. But if your heels, your feet we're talking, are hanging along the sides of the shoe, come
let
on.
Let it go. You're broken black.
What's up?
I want to give a quick shout out to Ms. Davia. You know what I'm saying? She out in Elmira. She on the check-in. You know what I'm saying? She listening. She wanted to say that, you know, we speaking the truth. You can't whine and dine these hoes. Shake my head. Shout out to her. She from Brooklyn all day. Blah, blah, blah. You know how they do. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Big shout out to her. So if she's on the check-in, if you're calling in, sweetie, hit one on the phone. If you're in the chat room, scroll down, type something in the box. What's the problem? Like, you know, and reason why I'm singling you out, sweetheart, is because you're the only female on the check-in. So right now you are the ambassador to the vagina. You are the representative of okay?
The ambassador to the vagina.
You need to know what the why do y'all women, and I say y'all generally, not singling nobody out, so nobody call me on my Facebook or my Twitter, go about F you, whatever, whatever. Why do y'all go for these dudes who stay on the corner, sun up, sun down?
Yo, I'll give another shout out. I want to give another shout out to Miss Molly. I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong, sweetie. Burrows, Molly Burrows. She's sexy, but she got a man. But anyway, give a shout out to her. She on the check-in. Shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? I want to plug that in.
Okay, so now we got all these females on the check-in. Whether they're texting you or they're live calling up, they hear what I'm about to say. My thing is, why do y'all suffer for me? And then you get to nigga, what is it? Y'all think y'all can change them? And then when y'all realize you can't change it, when you go outside your head over some stupid shit, not condoning domestic violence, but you know how most of these niggas do.
Well, listen, I had a conversation, right? I had a conversation and the other night with some ladies at the crib. I ain't going to throw them out there because, you know, they say I'm a whore already anyway. I had some ladies at the crib, there's three of them, and we was talking. And they said that they hate starting new. They hate starting fresh. You know, you figure you with a guy for 2 years, he's beating the shit out you, but you love him, and he knows all your likes and dislikes and your faults. You can take a shit around him. You can fart. They're comfortable. The key word is comfortability. And I'm like, yo, why don't you just get out of that crazy relationship and start fresh? You're a beautiful young lady. You got a lot going for yourself. Well, it appears that way, that you got a lot going for yourself. Why not find you a good man? And they say, you know, they like being needed. You know, they like being needed. You figure they got a car, they got a little bit of change, a little bit of money, because most of them got kids, and they got a little bit of extra change, and they love it when a guy can call them, babe, I need a ride for this. Babe, can I get some money? So they feel wanted in the world. And when I thought about it and I listened, I was like, no excuse, but it's sad. At the end of the day, it's sad. I don't know if it's different that, you know what I mean? I only been up here for like a year, and I don't know if it's different from the city, but it just seemed like it's a repetitive thing with every female that, not every, but most of the females that I run into. But we got another shout out. I want to give a shout out to my baby mama. She said she's listening. She said I won't be able to have no kids with her again, but she's on the check in. And Brooklyn Black, let's go to some music.
Call up baby mama 347-857-4302. I want to know why you will not let Lucky Me impregnate you once more. Call
once more.
This is what's going to be done on Real Talk with Lucky Me, all right? Because we want to know. Fuck that. I want to know. Why won't you, you know, Lucky, you just stand up, dude. That's my nigga, my man, 50 grand. So I want to know what lady would not want to laid out with this man and
produced. Pause. All right. Well, yo, listen. I'm gonna try to. I'm gonna work behind the scenes and try to get her. See if she wanna call in. And let's go to some new music. They don't play none of the new music up here. So hit them with some new shit. All right.
I got something also for the newly released. Sorry. Watch the Throne album. Jay-Z and Kanye. Something new for y'all. This one is. Let's see if I can find it in my crates.
Yeah, one more shout out. I want to give a shout out to the Indian princess out here in Elmira. She's on a check-in. She said, "I'm nasty. That's what I get for slinging my cock." That's her key words. She said, "That's what you get, lucky, you nasty son of a."
You listen to my computer, scroll down, interact with us in the chat room. If you're calling up, hit one of your phones. Let's get you on air. You know what I'm saying? Because it's great. You guys are hitting up luck behind the scenes and all that. But let's get you on air. You know what I'm saying? Let's see what you're really thinking. And let's see if you can actually back this shit up and talk it. But who going to stop me? Who going to stop luck? That's why I'm going into it. And here we go. Real Talk Lucky Me, powered by Free Game Radio.
Of our people lost, bow our heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking ball. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Black card, black card, black on black, black broad. Whole lot of money in a black bag, black strap. You know what that's for? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me, huh? Yeah, who gon' stop me? No brakes, I need fake farm. So many watches, I need 8 arms. One neck, forgot 8 charms. Who gon' stop me, huh? Niggas talking, they bitch made. Ixnay off my Disney, that's Pig Latin, it's bae. Who gon' stop me, huh? Last night ain't go so well. Got kicked up at the hotel. Got a little freaky like Marvin Albert. Yes, tell how a co-sale. You just a commentator. If you get me paper. Everybody I know from the hood got common haters. In some relations, you just supposed to say none. Heard she fucked the doorman. Well, that's cool, I fucked the waitress. Heard Yeezy was racist. Well, I guess it's someone basis. I only like green faces. This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow our heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking ball. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh?
Black card, black card, black on black. You know what that's for?
Yeah, we purple, my money purple. Y'all see purple, I'm open circle.
Yeah.
I wrote the verse and
yeah.
I hope I heard
you. Who gon' stop me, huh? Beat the odds, beat the fast. It wouldn't be wise, bet against the cash. Stop me broke, I better get rich. Night shift, 66, give me one shot, one pot. I show up in all white, wearing no socks, no ceiling, new coupe. They know I'm a dope boy, they don't have no proof. I'm 3 steps removed, I know how to move. It's looking like I don't know how to lose. I'm winning again, I'm at the win. I'm at the table, I'm gambling. Lucky lefty, I expect a 7. I went through hell, I'm expecting heaven. I'm old, I'm dull, and I'm stuck to the G code. I'm here, oh yeah, I promise I ain't going nowhere. Okay, here, like a hair, like a rabbit, or like carrots. I'm allergic to having one of yeah. Like broke, like nope, like huh, I ain't no joke. I can't be stopped, like nope, like nope. Send a beat, no. 2 seats in the 911, no limit on the black car. Told y'all gonna go ham. To the ocean with my backyard. No lies in my verses. Hey, please pardon all the curses. Hey, shit gotta come in some way. Fuck, when you growing up worthless. Middle finger to my old life. Stretch shoutout to my old head. If it wasn't for your advice, a nigga would've been so dead. I'm living life till these niggas kill me. Turn this up if you niggas feel me. I'm riding dirty trying to get filthy. Pablo, Picasso, Rocco's, Rilke. Graduated to the MoMA. And I did all of this without a diploma. Graduated from the Kona. Y'all can play me for a motherfucking fool if you wanna. Street smart and I'm book smart. Could've been a chemist cause I cook smart. Only thing that stopped me is me. Hey, and I'ma stop when the hook stop. Hold up.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost.
You know what that's for?
Top two seat of me and my Gucci. Top two seat of me and my Gucci. Top two seat of me and my Gucci. Top two seat of me and my Gucci.
I'm riding passenger side. I'm cruising with the fame. MIA. I'm dealing with the main.
Thank y'all for tuning in. Check it. This is Pre-Game Radio Presents Real Talk with Lucky Me, Brooklyn Black. Thank you for having me back. You just tuning in. We were touching a couple of topics. We was talking about back to school. What are you doing to prepare your kids to get back into the school fever? And we were talking about the thinking of the women in Elmira. I want to give another shout out to some people who's listening. I want to get shot. Elmira's in the building. You know what I'm saying? I can't really see all this stuff, but Elmira's in the building. I want to give a shout out to Tierra. She used to braid my hair. You know what I'm saying? She lived over there on college. Shout out to you. Well, and so shout out to you. Someone brought something to my attention, Brooklyn Black. We it seemed like I'm always bashing the women. I love women. I want to put that out there. I love you, Snow Bunnies. I do. Let's talk about the losers. The loser guys who beat on the women who ain't worth shit. You know what I'm saying? If you hit a woman, you know what I'm saying? You pussy, straight up. If you hit a woman, you pussy. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get some anger out, you can come to 707 Lake Street in Elmira, New York. If you want to hit your woman, hit me. I don't think you want to do that, but we ain't gonna talk about that. But stop hitting these women. Like, we're genetically stronger than them. And I understand, fellas, if you listen, I understand that women will do stuff. They will poke you in the eye with their fingernail and be like, no, you ain't going nowhere. You're going to listen to me. You're going to hear what I got to say. I caught you cheating. You just can't put your hands on these ladies. The best thing, this is what I would do. Fellas, if you're listening, if your girl is kicking you in the nuts or something like that or throwing shit at you and you can't get out the house, grab her, right? And you restrain her. But restrain her in a way to let her know that, listen, babe, stop hitting me. Ouch, shit, that hurts. Don't hit me. Don't do it. I don't want to hit you. So you grab her, throw her to the bed, and then you run out the fucking door. And then you come back when, you know what I'm saying, everything is cooled down. Brooklyn Black, you ever been in a situation where you had to, you ever had to cool it down? Like with a chick hit you or something like that, and you had a chance to hit a chick, but you were framed?
All right. Yeah. I've never been in a situation with a female where, you know, it got hot and heated and heavy like that, where there was stuff being thrown or she was throwing shit or things like that. Like, thank God that's never happened. But I do know this is, like, let's be for real. I am in Brooklyn and, you know, me and Lucky, you know, we saw shit. But, nah, it never came to the point. It got there once and I just put her in the bathroom, like, and I just want you out the crib, like you said, dude.
Yeah, you got, like I said, I just had a party. If people that on my Facebook, they know I always talk about this. I had a party recently, and a girl punched me in my lip, you know what I'm saying, because I was talking to a snow bunny, and I used to mess with her, and it was all big stuff. So she punched me, right? So I had a chance to smack shit out of her, but I'm not going to smack shit out of her, so I ran. So I ran, and she chased me around the parking lot on Pennsylvania Avenue or whatever, but I still have my freedom. Now, if I would have, you know what I'm saying, kicked the shit out of her, I would have been in jail. The moral of the story is we have choices, we have options, is whatever you choose, you know what I mean? Thank you. Nah, but all jokes aside, is there anybody, yo, Brooklyn Black, anybody got their hands up? Any of the females want to touch on that? Or nah?
It's like everyone that's rocking in the room is just listening, hearing the banter that me and you are going back and forth with. So, if you're asking, no, not all men think we need to go upside a woman's head to get our point across. No, we don't. You know, not all of us believe that. The dudes that do believe that they do. It sucks, but they're a victim of circumstance. They're a victim of habit. They're pretty much a victim of their environment. This is what they've seen, what they've experienced. So therefore, subconsciously they feel this is, you know, how they're supposed to live. You know, they've seen their mom or uncle, their auntie, or you know, whatever.
Yeah, let them know, not to cut you off, Brooklyn Black, but real quick, let them know what they can do if they wanted to give their 2 cents. Let them know that you're not going to put their number on blast, you're not going to put their name on blast. But females or dudes, if you're listening and you want to touch in and, you know, maybe you have a personal experience to where a dude was hitting you and you're like, fuck that, I ain't having it no more. And, you know what I'm saying, you whipped his ass, anime style, you know what I mean, Tina Turner. So let them know what they can do. What numbers can they press so to put their hands up?
Straight up, if you guys want to get on and say your two-piece, they do tell you what to do when you call in. Just hit one of your phone. All right, hit one of your phone. I'll put it to the side, see if you do want to get on air, and we'll get you on there. Simple and plain. You know what I'm saying? It's apple pie, you know what I mean? And that's just what we're doing. But like I was saying, you know, these dudes who do that, they're, you know, victim of not circumstance, and I even say victim because as a man grows older, he does learn.
That's
all right. No, you can't, you know what I'm saying? So maybe I might have captured it by saying they're victim, but regardless, human beings in general are creatures of routine, creatures of habit. So if this is what they constantly see, no matter how hard you may try to drill in, no, it's not the right way to do it. This is not what you do. Just because they're such a creature of habit. Since humans are such a, you know, creature of routine, that's what we crave. We crave the structure. This is how it's supposed to be. This is what it is. Bam, boom, boom.
Yeah, so do you think that it's something that they've seen, like, with their moms? Like, say, like, for instance, you know, a young lady, she grew up in a household, and her mom's getting beat by the boyfriends, and it's something that she's seen, and so now
she... She'll probably believe subconsciously in most cases, not all, because I do know some cases where, you know, when was in that household, she got out of there.
Uh-huh.
She's living, you know, a real good, normal life. But, yes, that's pretty much the right way it is. So she said that subconsciously she would... Okay, to keep my man, I gotta let him beat on me when I fuck up.
Well, all right. Not to jump gears, but another thing that I noticed also, because like I said, I'm giving straight. This is real talk with Lucky Me. At least 10 women that I don't talk to 10 women, but at least 10 women that, you know, I hollered at or they was hollering at me. Every woman gives a story in the beginning when you start to get to know them. They want to break it down. Why do it seem like it's a repetitive thing that they want to hit you with the I've been raped story? When I was younger, I've been raped, and you know, my dad touched me. Now, if you're listening and it really happened to you, I'm sorry, and it shouldn't happen. But I just think, you know, 2010, 2011, where we're. People are using that, females are using that as an excuse to get, you know, sympathy points, brownie points, so the dude could be like, oh, you know, we don't gotta have sex tonight, we don't gotta do it. I can just put the head in if you want, you know, you like, it's just, you know what I mean? What's your take on that? They doing that out there in Brooklyn?
All right, I'll say it like this, because luckily you know me, you know, I do know a lot of people of the female persuasion. I've heard it quite a lot, and it's, you know, now with things like, you know, SVU and Criminal Minds and all this stuff going on, you know, yeah, they can pull a, you know, believable story, you know what I'm saying? But, and also, yo, straight up, hold before you even get into that, women, yo, ladies, straight up, if it hasn't happened to you, don't. You know, to wear that back on. Yes, I understand, woman. You know, y'all band together, solidarity. I'm with it. I'm for it. I support it. But if it hasn't directly happened to you, you should not have a conversation with your boyfriend, your husband, or a dude you're trying to smash up, whatever, and start, oh, when I was younger, such and such happened. One,
they're lying. Because they're lying. They're fucking lying. And they need to cut that bullshit out and stop lying. Like, at the end of the day, if a nigga going to be with you, he's going to be with you. If like... Hold on 1 second. We have technical difficulties. Somebody farted on the set. Someone farted at the studio. We're getting air freshener. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, someone farted. Yeah, we're getting air freshener. We have technical difficulties. It happens. We just live. It's a live show. People fart. They could have. Yo, you take that shit outside. All right, we're back. But yeah, again, they're lying, and it's just one of those things. It's upsetting. And I don't like it, and I don't appreciate it. Like I said, is nobody on deck? You don't got nobody. How many people we got in the joint, Brooklyn?
Let's set the numbers here. Oh, we got somebody live and direct wants to get on air.
Let's get him on air.
4677. What's good? You're live on Real Talk with Lucky Me. That means
get him on.
It's Lucky Me. The boys looking black, pushing buttons. What's good?
Bro.
Yo, what's good? Who this?
What's going on?
Yeah, all right, listen, who are you, sir? Where are you calling from?
I'm from upstate New York.
Where at, sir?
It's The Rock.
Oh, you're in The Rock? In the building? All right, shout out to Rochester or Rockland, you know what I mean, wherever you're from. What's your take? Do females, you think, use that as an excuse that they've been abused?
Yes, I do. I feel that they know that it happened probably when they were a little girl. And now they use that because they just don't want to get no buzz off. That's it.
So you're trying to say females use that so they don't have to give up the pussy on the first night and so they won't appear like they're a whore?
Yep. They just want you in for the long run.
All right, sir. Now, I'm always all over the place. You're from Rochester, I'm assuming, and a lot of Rochester guys come to Elmira. How do you feel about the Elmira girls?
I think all the Amaya girls are nasty. All of them got about 8 babies. They got their debit cards, you know what I'm saying? That's all they do. They just wait till they can go buy some shit, you know what I'm saying? They don't even try to take care of themselves. All they want to do is wait for the free money to come in and get more kids so they get more money to come in. You know what I'm saying? I ain't down for that shit. If the bitch can't handle it on her own, I don't want it.
So pretty much in a nutshell, you said that the Elmira girls, they get on
their shit.
Wow. Like I said, that's his opinion. Like I said, I haven't been out here that long, but like I said, there's good Elmira girls and there's bad Elmira girls with any place you go. I just, you know. So do you have any children? Have you ever messed with any Elmira girls out here?
Yes, I have. They're skeezers. They be lying. They lying. It ain't my baby.
Oh, shit.
Wow, this is going down. If you're tuning in, this is Real Talk with Lucky Me, presented by Pregame Radio, hosted by Brooklyn Black. Brooklyn Black?
Yo, straight up, and homie from Rochester, yes, he hit a square on the money. Kids, they do that also to nullify any sexual innuendos that may be circulating in the air to kill ones on the first night. Look, check it out, ladies. Straight up, it's like this. We men, we already know that you and y'all have this key sense, special power, talent, whatever you want to call it, of knowing if you're going to bone a guy within the first 10, 15 seconds of meeting him. Right? Oh. That first 10 to 15 seconds, that's all the time we're going, hey, what's good? I like how you're looking. Can I get your phone number? So already by then, you already know if you're fucking or not. And then, of course, you know, I'm assuming, I don't know how you do it nowadays with this dating thing. You know, you guys talk a little bit over the phone, get to know each other, and then y'all meet up. I don't know if that's how it is nowadays, but the first thing that come out, especially to a dude that you're just meeting, trying to get to know, I was such a fan of that little girl. I was molested by my own food. They had me tell each other. I'm like, yo, come on, man. Trying to get to know that dude? That's not what you do. Because that right there, one is going to turn homie off, so therefore, if he was there in for the long run, he ain't going to be there now, because now you done put in his life that he's dealing with damaged goods. Now he's dealing with a chick with an issue.
Yo, Brooklyn Black. I just wanna just say something real quick for anybody that's listening, real quick, because they like I said, you know me. They really don't know me like that out here. They gonna go by my Facebook. Ladies, if you're listening to my Facebook and not listening, if you're reading the things that I put on Facebook, Facebook is my journal. I use Facebook to promote the store, sell you guys cheap items through my swap shop, and I talk about daily shit that goes on in my life. Nothing is fabricated. It's all coming with what happens throughout the day. So don't read my shit and be like, oh, Lucky's a whore. Oh, Lucky talk mad shit. Fuck that nigga. No, look at it and be like, damn, this nigga be going through some motherfucking shit. Because if you notice, when good things happen, I talk about good things. When bad things happen, I talk about bad things. It just seems like people out here are kind of depressed. But if y'all niggas is tuning in, I want to thank you guys for tuning in and checking out. Like I said, the show's going to be every Monday from 8 to 9. I might go from 8 to 10. I don't know. I got to see how it goes. Maybe I might have a boo. I might not have time. We're going to see how it goes. Yo, Brooklyn Black, man, let's hit him with some new music, man.
All right, we're gonna hit him with something else real quick. Actually, I'm not even gonna go with the new joints. I think I'm gonna bring that for next Monday, some new tracks and everything like that. But this right here, this goes out to, since we're talking about the girls, the ladies. This right here is for the women who get all nice and pretty before they go out. You know what I'm saying? And they feeling themselves, you know, they go, they see homie, and they, you know, starting real hard and everything like that. This is from artist coming out of Brooklyn by the name of Star Girl, Lady Red. So start real hard, you know what I'm saying? And who knows, you know, let me not hear something. You might want to collaborate with this lady. But check it out, guys. I'm so lucky to be followed by Free Game Radio. I am Brooklyn Black, and we'll be right back, you heard?
Y'all thought I was done? Yeah, you already know, man. I'm back. Star girl, fuck it, Lady Red. Let's get it, man.
You ain't no bitch.
Yeah, bitch. I say something, man. Y'all bitches?
No, what?
Yeah, you, and you. All y'all broke, man.
You know
y'all
said
that. Fuck out of it, man.
707 Lake Street, Elmira, New York. Cash for gold. I pay the most in Elmira for your gold and silver. And I was just working. Sorry about that. If you want to check in. Seven people in the room?
Yes, we got the callers up in here. They're doing the damn thing. They're repping hard. Like I said, you want to go ahead, hit one of your phones. Y'all already know what we're talking about. We talk about trips with these lame-ass dudes. And we talk about getting your kid ready for back to school and all that. Also, a deal going down right now at Steals and Deals in Elmira. PlayStation
3 with games. Holla at the man. That's a good one. Get to the spot. He got it. If I was in Elmira, I'd be copping that shit right now. Y'all be out of luck fucking with me.
Yeah,
14. So, yeah, I was talking the other day about blacks embracing blacks, and, you know what I mean? I'm young. I'm independent. I'm a business owner. And at the end of the day, why wouldn't you want to do business with me? I'm going to give you the best deals for whatever you get. You know what I mean? I buy low and I sell low. You know what I mean? So I'm going to give you the best deals. Not like Sammy's or any of them other swap shops. Like, I'll deal with you. So if I say to you, If you ask me, Lucky, how much you want for Xbox 360? If I say how much do you got, that's me telling you I'm willing to work with you. You know what I mean? I can put $200. You're like, nah, fuck that nigga. He's too high. No, if I say how much do you got, in my mind I might say, I want 100. But you may say, Lucky, I got 75 and I got 15 on the food stamp card. I may take the 75, tell you to go get $15 worth of food juices for the store or whatever, and you walking home. Now your kids got Xbox 360. Thanks to Steals and Deals in Elmira, which is on 707 Lake Street, Elmira, New York.
Yeah, so definitely hit that spot up.
Right.
And just so quickly, our time is going to a close here. Real Talk with Lucky Me. Big shout out to everyone from Elmira who checked in, who listened, and who had to send all the thoughts and stuff. Shout out to the shorty who was, while listening to the show, was cooking dinner for her man. Big shout out to you, sweetie.
Right, she's a friend of mine, and she's one of the first ones I met at Taylor's house. We was having a little barbecue and all that, and she's good people. You know what I'm saying? She's from Brooklyn. Good people, and you know what I'm saying? You know, city people is different from upstate people because we know the value of a dollar. We know grind and what it is not to sleep on the trains and to be hungry. People up here think they got a heart, but they got it good. Their rent is $450, and you can't get a room in East New York for $450. You know what I'm saying? $25 rent. What is the Wisburg? That's what they call it. Like, listen. And if you're from the Wisburg and you got $25 rent, I love you and I want to move in with you and I want to pay your rent for the whole year. I just want the couch. I want the couch.
So yes, live and direct. We're gonna be back here next Monday at 8 o'clock. And it seems with everything that's going down, we may just have to extend next week's show. You know what I'm saying? But we'll definitely get it going. Hit up Lucky Me Females Live Too Much. That's Females Live and number 2, much at aim.com. You know what I'm saying? So you guys will know when the next show's coming up. If you got something you want to talk about, hit them up. You can hit me up, pregameradio@gmail.com. Just put Lucky Me in the subject so I know that's the show you're talking about. Hell, even if you want a special guest, you know what I'm saying, hit us up, let us know. Hit him up on Twitter. He's Mr. New City. I'm Brooklyn Black. All one word. It's easy to spell. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. I think my MySpace is still popping. And shout out to Lucky Me for still getting people off of Black Planet.
That's how you put it. Yo, Brooklyn Black, real quick, I want to just give a shout out. Like I said, everybody, you know what I mean? Because you might be listening, you might not even like me per se, but thank you for listening, whether it's on a computer, through your phone, you're wasting your any time minutes just to listen in. That's what's up. I want to give a shout out. Who I want to give a shout out to? I want to give a shout out to the Indian Princess or whatever, because I've been giving her some hell this week or whatever. And, you know what I mean? Shout out to her, her kids, and all that, and stuff, you know.
And yes, so always check out Lucky Me 7 days a week over at Steals and Deals, 707 Lake Street. Like I said, hit him up on Twitter, Mr. New City. Hit me up at Brooklyn Black. We'll be back next Monday night. Now, man, doing the damn thing. And one more thing, yo, shout to everyone who's using Facebook, MySpace, Twitter to find love. That's what they got eHarmony and shit for. But I understand times are rough. Niggas ain't trying to pay that money that eHarmony is charging. So they go to Facebook and they do the damn thing. They join all these secret groups and shit. Matter of fact, that's what we're getting in on next week. We're going to get on these secret groups on Facebook. And are they really secret? Is everyone shit really protected? Is that a spot we can actually go play and do what you do and still go home like everything's peachy king? You know what I mean? So we're going to get to the whole double life thing and all that next week. But before we go,
96.
I got an oldie but goodie from the homie Lucky Me, and this is always just going to be my joint. Lucky Me, well, I'm a real talker, Lucky Me. You guys be safe.
I want to say one last thing.
What's up?
I want to say I love my kids, Amari and Jordan out there in Havistraw, and Amari out there in Salvia Projects. I love my kids, and you know what I'm saying? Now you can throw that music on there.
All right, so tune in next week. I'll be back Friday night at 11 o'clock, bringing that pregame radio heat like y'all already know. But tune in and we're rocking, and we're out of here. And like, what can we say? And we're out of here. Peace.
Coast to coast instrumental.
Yeah. I'm on parole now, you know what I'm saying? Smoking that good again. Damn, this shit feel good. Yeah. You can bring the weed.
And wait, before I go, also, if you guys missed this show, all you got to do is click the link on Lucky Me's
Facebook profile, and you can hear this show again and again and keep going, because that's how we do it. Always up for playback, you heard? And that's what it is. Good night, people.
I got that Kush, I got that throw, I got that purple haze. I keep the model type, diva chicks by the waist. It's your birthday, Luton, mama, get you stupid drunk. Party all the time, Eddie Murphy, watch me act a fool. Ladies everywhere can't get no numbers, I'ma laugh at you. Elmira girls, I smash a few. Catch me blowing gummy, throwing money in the air. Snow bunny say they love me, cause I keep that gray goose and my dick all in their tummy. E-pills, cocaine, niggas get your dance on. Dykes making out in the corner, can't keep their pants on. Dust roll it up, pass me a cup, sipping on that dynamite. Still making music, I'm still here. Yep, I love the life. I stay fresh, I'm so blessed. I'm trying to chase that cookie. I like my girls kinda thick. Ass nookie, throw your best on, cause it's party time. And shout out to them girls smelling good and looking fine.
Bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake, and we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the dust, cause girl, I wanna fuck, and we gon' get drunk till we throw up. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake, and we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the dust, cause girl, I wanna fuck, and we gon' get drunk till we throw up.
Got that Nouveau, got that Ciroc and that Hennessy. I'm doing it big, what these haters pretend to be. I'm pushing to the metal, my eyes are black and yellow. Excited, I'm around like when the Knicks got Carmelo. So lean to the left, now lean to the right. Go get them babysitters, make sure them jeans is tight. Man, it's a celebration, I'm toasted off the bubbly. I'm talking sexy in the ear, yep, it's just a thug in me. Get up off the wall, I don't care, you can two-step. It's 50-50, my style, like no dudes, that's no liquor in your cup. Stop playing, drink it up, bring it back, drop it low. I'm trying to fill up on that butt. I do this shit for Rockland, I'm the best, come on, stop it. You matter coming back, I'm the biggest thing popping. Sex made music, holla at dawn. R. Kelly with the flow, y'all niggas pee on.
You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake, and we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the dust, cause girl, I'm trying to fuck, and we gon' get drunk till we throw up. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake, and we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the dust, cause girl, I'm tryna fuck, and we gon' get drunk till we throw up.
Yeah. Initiating shutdown sequence.